What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're going to be talking about things that make a narcissist angry. Things that could set that narcissistic person off. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammock. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So, welcome back. Yes, y'all, I'm in the car, baseball practices again. My son seems like he's falling in love with baseball and whatnot. And I'm here for it. I love it. I do love it and whatnot. But things that could make a narcissist angry. Let's talk about it. You know, because it doesn't take a lot to make a narcissist angry, but there are quite a few things that could set them off. Like, in some of it is going to sound reasonable, and some of it is going to be like, what the hell, Lee?
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What, Lee? Come on now. That doesn't make any sense. Some of it's not going to make sense to you because you don't have the mind of a narcissist. Your mind doesn't work that way. It makes sense to me, even though it doesn't, if y'all get what I'm saying. Because I'm a narcissist and I'm just not... I feel like this is going to sound braggadocious. Let me go ahead and say that. But I feel like not only am I a self-aware narcissist, I'm a conscious narcissist. My level of consciousness is above, I would say, most narcissists, you know, most of them, because that's why it allows me to be right here. So it's not just self-aware, it's consciousness as well, you know, because you can be self-aware. Self-aware just means knowing. I'm conscious, and I can make different, being conscious allows me to make different decisions, you know. People can be aware that they're in a coma. I'm in a coma, I think. You know, there's awareness that, you know, something's going on. But consciousness allows you to make a change in your life, active change and whatnot. So, things that set a narcissist off. The first thing is going to be your success. Yeah, I know it sounds uber ignorant. I know it sounds extraordinarily stupid that your success, your rise to fame, your rise in the ranks of life can make your narcissistic partner angry as hell. I know it sounds ignorant, y'all. This is me telling you, hey, look, I know this sounds ignorant. This is me letting you know that it sounds ignorant. But your success could set that narcissistic person off. It could set your partner off. You've had a narcissistic partner that your success rubbed them the wrong way, and they started treating you differently because you got a better job, because you graduated from college, because you took a further step in life, because you have a higher degree than them, because you make more money than them. Your success can absolutely set off a narcissist, right? It just does. It's one of those weird things that antagonizes and hurts the feelings of your partner or your parent. It could be a parent, could be a friend. The role of the narcissist in your life doesn't really matter, because your success, if they cannot take credit for it, will set them off. Even if they can take credit for it, it could still set them off. You know, it could absolutely still set them off, even if they can take credit for it. Hey, my son's in the NBA. I took him all his practices. They're jealous because they never played college basketball. You see what I'm saying? Hey, my daughter's in the WNBA. Same situation applies. You know, my child is an exceptional athlete, and they only do that because I put the work in with them. You see, but they can still be jealous of you and things of that nature. So your success could absolutely set your narcissistic person off. I know it sounds stupid. I know it sounds ignorant, but that's part of the ignorant, stupid dynamic that you go into and whatnot. The next thing that could set a narcissist off and make them angry. Again, this is, you know, probably going to be one of the dumb ones, but your relationships, you know, the quality of your relationships can make a narcissist angry. A lot of these are going to have the undertone of jealousy. Jealousy is going to be right beneath the surface of this relationship dynamic, right? Jealousy is going to be right beneath the surface of it. And you can understand that, you can fight for it, you can get it as well. But jealousy is going to be part of it, right? But so that's how it works in the mind of a lot of narcissistic people. It's like the quality of your relationships can make that narcissist jealous, which can set them off and make them angry, which can set them off and make them want to isolate you, which can set them off and make them want to treat you a certain type of way and exhibit certain types of behaviors towards you because they're jealous of you. They're hurt. Their feelings are hurt. They're feeling a certain type of way about the situation and what is going on because you're close to your mom. You're close to your dad, right? You're close to your best friend. You have a best friend that you've known since college or since childhood. That can make them mad right there. It really, really can. It can set them off to a point where it's just like, you're like, what the hell is going on with you? What is wrong with you? Why are you angry that I'm hanging out with my friends? Are you jealous of my friends? No, I'm not jealous of your friends. Blah, 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 blah. They get angry. I'm calling my mom real quick. Don't you, God, you talk to your mom too much. Hey, I need to make sure this is okay with my dad. I gotta talk to your dad about everything. I'm in your life right now. You see what I'm saying? It's always going to, they could set them off right there. They can make them angry. They can make them feel a certain type of way about you and start to treat you a certain type of way, right? It can absolutely make them behave in a certain type of way because of what's going on. Because of this experience, because of, you know, how this is going on, how you're experiencing these behaviors and whatnot, how you're experiencing this relationship. So yeah, your relationships, the quality of your relationships can absolutely set that narcissistic person off. You know, it really, really can. So I would just say that as well. The next thing that can make a narcissist angry, the next thing is your past. Your past, the past you had before them, you know, can set them off. The past that you had before them can absolutely make that narcissistic person in your life lose their mind. It really can. That's one of those things. Like your past relationships or who you used to date, who you used to deal with, your ex-husband or ex-wife, whoever it is in this situation, can absolutely have that narcissistic person or partner in your life go lose their minds. It can just set them off. They'll always bring it up as well. Again, this is another one of those things that has that subtle undertone of jealousy right here, right? This is one of those things that has that sudden undertones of jealousy and rage and whatnot, and so on and so forth, because it goes into that space and within that dynamic, you know, because they can be jealous of your past. They just think about it. They're consistently thinking about it. It makes them insecure and whatnot. It absolutely can make them insecure and consistently feel a certain type of way about it. So your past relationships can absolutely make them angry and set them off. Sorry, y'all. I had to make a cut right there, a little jump cut right there, because my son was hidden. I had to make sure I filmed it for his mom. So excuse me. So yes, your past can absolutely affect how a narcissist treats you and whatnot, how it can set them off and make them angry. The next thing on the list is your looks. Y'all, your level of attractiveness, the way you look, can absolutely, root positively, set your partner off. The way you look and present yourself, your level of attractiveness can absolutely do damage to that toxic to that toxic person's mind. It can make them extremely insecure to be around you, to the point where they don't want, like, they want to be in the house all the time. You know, they want to keep you in the house. They don't want to do anything outside the house, or they don't want to do anything. They want to be homebodies. They want you to be a homebody, but they'll go out and do whatever they want to do. You know, they'll absolutely go out and do whatever they want to do while trying to keep you in the house. So that can absolutely set them off the way you look. It can piss them off. Like you're just conventionally attractive. You know what I mean? You're just conventionally attractive, so that's why people want to be around you. And it makes them jealous. You know, they can't think that you are just a good person overall. It has to be only people want to be around you because of your looks. They always make excuses because they're jealous and insecure. You know, everything I've talked about has the undertones of bringing shame into their life because they're jealous. And they can be seriously insecure people, right? Am I right? It's one of those things that can consistently happen within these relationship spaces. They can absolutely be jealous. They can absolutely be insecure, and they will hold you accountable for it right there. You know, they will absolutely hold you accountable in that position right there. You know, and the last thing I'm going to talk about today, I know there are a few other things. If I miss some things that can set them off, drop it in the comment section. Of course, talk. Let's talk. Talk in the comment section, y'all. It helps. It helps other people. That's the goal. It's the point, right? Isn't it? To help other people understand. Because I know I miss some things, but if I miss something, write it in the comment section. You know, because if I miss something, help other people. And other people might say, Lee, you missed this one. And they'll go through the comment section. Like, oh, I went through the same thing. That's how you can help people. That's why I started my support group. Link in the description and bio, description, every video and podcast that I do. Last reason I'm going to give today is you trying to hold them accountable. Y'all, I know a lot of y'all feel this right here. You actually trying to hold them accountable for something that they have actually done can piss them off, will piss them off. You know, it can make them angry. It can absolutely make them angry. It can set them off. And the way a lot of narcissists display their anger is going to be different. Not all narcissists rage out on you. You get a lot of narcissistic people that are passive aggressive. They will just give you the silent treatment or ignore you or act like you don't exist. You know, some of them will just discard you and break up with you. Some of them will absolutely break up with you because you're trying to hold them accountable because they didn't sign up for that in this relationship. Like, you didn't mention it. When we were hashing out the terms and conditions in this relationship, you never mentioned accountability. You said nothing of the sorts. you never mentioned holding me accountable. So how dare you try to do it now? No matter what they have done, y'all. No matter what they have done, they do not expect you to hold them accountable for it. So you are like, this is a piece of you. This is a piece of how things are going to go. You have to keep moving forward. This is part of who you are. This is part of what's going to happen, y'all. I just promise you, this is part of it. You know, again, there's no way to, you can't, a lot of this stuff on this list, you can't control, y'all. These are out of your control. You can't control your past relationships. You can't control your current relationships. You can't control holding them accountable. There's certain things, y'all. They are going to make them jealous and set them off regardless of what you do and who it comes from. So live your life to the full extent possible and keep, you know, just stay empowered and whatnot. Anyways, if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the channel. If you made it this far, I'm super thankful for you. Courses, one-on-ones, everything is in the description of every video and podcast that I do. My Apple Music people, Spotify people, hit that 5 stars for me. Please give me a good review. Thank you so much. I appreciate every single one of y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.